Onu geldiler nasıl bir yandan nasıl bakıyor şakşırıyor bir tane ah, the process of surrender. I thought it was going to be easy. I thought it was going to be a matter of making up my mind. And I doubted at first. It took me some time. Then I made up my mind and then I thought, now it's done. Then, now I have surrendered. The day I shaved my hair off for the first time, I thought, now this is it. Now I'm surrendering my life. I didn't, I surrendered my hair. That was about it. Not much more. It wasn't so easy. And very quickly, I realized that external surrender is one thing. Beginning to accept principles, beginning to accept certain prescribed standards of behavior in the scriptures, that is one thing. But the other thing is the change of heart, to really be surrendered in the heart, to not have that inner resistance. While we are doing, but still holding back internally, that is another thing. So surrender is not cheap. It's not just so easy. Surrender is going to take a lifetime, maybe many lifetimes. Fortunately, there is also mercy. We know that in the pastimes of Lord Damodar, that Mother Yasoda tried to bind Krishna and in that way capture Krishna. And because Krishna is the Supreme Lord, how can he be captured? He can't capture him. So, therefore, she tried and she tried, and each time when she had rope and tried to tie Krishna, it was 2 fingers short. She added more rope, still 2 fingers short. She added more rope, 2 fingers short. No matter how much rope she added, it always stayed 2 fingers short. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, one of our main acharyas, has explained that this 2 fingers stand, 1 finger stands for her endeavor, and the other finger stands for the mercy of Krishna. So that's how it is. Yasoda made a huge endeavor. She perspired. She did everything she could to tie up Krishna, to capture him. But it fell short until Krishna decided, all right, now I let myself be bound. And that was the finger for his mercy. So both fingers are there. So surrender is not all. Surrender is one aspect. Just as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paritaya Manikam Saranam Braja Aham Tak Sarva Bhaktivyo Moksha Isyami Masucha. Abandon all variety of activities and just surrender unto me. Just surrender unto me. So that's the first part of the verse. And the second part of the verse is, I will deliver you from the reaction of all your sinful activities. So the first half of the verse is what we are doing, our surrender. The second half is what Krishna is doing. And both elements are required, because it is Krishna who will take away our sinful activities. It's not that the holy name washes so white, whiter than white, that is some sort of super washing power, right? And that this holy name will purify the heart. No, it's Krishna, actually, who takes away the sinful remnants that are in the heart. So many sinful activities, and all of them remain in the heart like a stalk. So there's a big stalk. From that stalk comes the bija, the inclination. The inclination. So if the stock is sinful, so many sinful activities, and the inclination towards sin is greater. Then we engage in more sinful activities, and the stock increases, and then the inclination towards sinful activities still increases more. Yes. And now party Kita with Kavichandra Maharaj on the head. So, in this way, well, we sometimes forget what we were saying. I forgot where I left off. I can read in blank. The heart? The stock. Okay, thanks. Stock in the heart. Yeah. See, when the Harihan party goes by, then that stock in the heart diminishes. It gets purified immediately. Not completely, but it becomes less. So anyway, the stock in the heart of sinful reactions creates a sinful inclination, which then creates more sinful activities, which then increases the stock in the heart and increases our sinful reactions. And in this way, it becomes like a vicious circle. It just goes on and it gets deeper and deeper entrenched in spiritual, in sinful activities. So more and more. And it gets harder and harder to get out. A vicious circle. In German, they use for that the word Teufelskreis, which means the devil's circle. You get caught in the devil's circle. So, it's hard to get out of sinful behavior. It becomes addictive, compulsive, so to speak. Difficult. So what to do? But anarthavasmam saksa bhakti yogam adokshate. That devotional service in itself will automatically purify the heart. See, it's not that our process is a process where the conscious effort to change is in the forefront. I have to become pure. I have been so entangled in sinful activities for so long, but no, from this day on, I will be pure. I swear, I promise, it's January the 1st. Or actually 31st, right? It's on the 31st that I take these promises. It's September, December. Yes, and how long will it last? Oh, not so long. Determination is not enough. So the conscious effort is also there. It is also there, but the first thing is devotional service. Therefore, somehow or other, engage in devotional service. Therefore, the key is a service attitude. We may not be fully surrendered. That we know. That we know. So many subtle things hold us back. So many attachments. Pride. You know, how much pride do we have? You know, and when you try to act humble, you become proud of that. Yeah? It's so hard. Anything makes us proud. Proud. Everything. Very difficult. So ultimately, service attitude. That is a big key to fulfill this process of surrender. Now we're looking at surrender as a process, as something that takes time and effort, and over time it will happen. It's like Jayadvaita Maharshi likes to say, likes to remind us of a teacher that he had in primary school, and the teacher used to say, "Now what I'm going to tell you, you're going to remember for the rest of your life." Yeah? He says, "Take these words," and then he said, "It all comes out in the wash." Now I'm telling you, it all comes out in the wash. Yeah. It indeed all does come out in the wash, in the wash. Life is the wash, and it all comes out. We encounter our own lack of surrender, our own shortcomings. We encounter them. We can try to bury them. Many people, they bury parts of their personalities. They hide it. Only children are kind of very spontaneous and then very direct. What they feel, they show, and so on. But then you grow up and you begin to hide. You begin to hide parts of your personality more and more. You realize this part is not appreciated. This one gets me in trouble. You hide it. You bury it. You bury it deep and then think, so, I got rid of it. I got rid of it. I am free from this now. It's buried deep inside. But it doesn't matter. It all comes out again. It all comes out again. In the yantras, there are mantras and there are yantras. Yantras are drawings. So in the art of yantra, there are different symbols. Sometimes they make a square which represents the universe. Then they make a circle within the square which represents the body. And within the circle, they make a second circle which represents the subtle body. And then within that, they make a center which represents the soul. And then they make another point for the Supreme Lord. So that could be a yantra. So it's like a whole map which represents the absolute truth. In some yantras, in the circle of the subtle body, there is what they call a cemetery. There's a cemetery. That's where all these things are. I can graphically describe to you. There is a pathway which goes along the slope of a mountain. It is narrow and the drop is steep. And you have to walk there. Don't look down. And then you're walking there and you come around a curve. And there is, just before the pass goes around the bend, just at the bend, there is a branch sticking out of the rock, and there's a vulture sitting on the branch. Then you go around the corner, and at the end, there is a gate. You go through this gate, and as you're going through the gate, the clock strikes 12. Ding. Ding, ding, ding. Up all the way up to 12. And then you see that you're on a cemetery. And just then, some bony hands come out of the graves. It's all the skeletons that you have put in the closet. All the skeletons that we have hidden. They are still there. Still there. Deeply buried in our consciousness. And they will again emerge. It all comes out in the wash. So yes, so surrender means not I'm going to make a change in my personality. Surrender more and more means take shelter. Take shelter. Take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna. Take shelter of the devotees. Serve them. Take shelter of the temple. Take shelter of the deities. Pray. Serve them. Take shelter of the scriptures. Read and let it penetrate into your consciousness. what I'm not the studious type. It doesn't matter, because it's not about memorizing. It is about simply allowing it to enter into your heart. In Cape Town, I was making the point that as we are reading Prabhupada's books, our faith is growing. We read these things, and we read, it makes sense. We realize it's the truth. And as we realize it's the truth, our faith is growing. And as our faith is growing, our strength is growing. As our faith is strong, we can do so many things. We can endure so many things. When faith is not strong, then a little opposition, and it's over. Now there's the festival and things look nice, but after the festival, go back to the dry reality. When it's difficult. But even then also, nothing has changed. Same thing. Same Krishna. Same Krishna. It's like one point that is made that we are Krishna and each of us. The eternal servant of Krishna. That is our nature. So no matter what you do, you still be the servant of Krishna. No matter what happens, you be the servant of Krishna. You can't escape it. No. Nothing can change that. No matter what happens in life. So that is really important, that every day again we appreciate, I am the servant of Krishna. So in this way, we are so surrender means to take shelter. Take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Not only by lip service, but by taking up his work, taking up his mission, what he did. We had an interesting discussion about Srila Prabhupada, Samadhi in Vrindavan, to make behind Srila Prabhupada two art panels that would represent his mission. And everyone liked the idea, and then there was no money, and then it wasn't done. Yeah? And then the idea disappeared into a drawer. But I still remember it, and I'll just share it with you because I think it was a good idea. And there was one panel, and it was Yal Deke Taraka Krishna Upadesh Amar Agyaya Guru Ayatari Upadesh. That whomever you meet, instruct them about the science of Krishna consciousness, and in this way deliver the entire country or the entire world. That is one. And that's Prabhupada. He spoke to everyone. He was ready to approach anyone and everyone on any occasion, whomever he met. Yāra deke tarika, whomever you meet, tell him about Krishna. Prabhupada did that. And then the second panel was Krishna Subhagavan Swayam. Establishing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once people are coming a little closer, then establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So I thought, of course, one could say there's so much more, but still these are definitely two main aspects of Krishna's or Prabhupada's mission. So surrender, it means that also. It means that we feel indebted. It means that we feel gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada, towards our spiritual masters, and in that way do something to repay. All that is part of this process of surrender. Now half an hour went by, so I still have no questions here. It's not a problem for me, but maybe it's nice if we reciprocate with your thoughts, because I can talk for a long time. I'll just take the paper and then
extend it around because there's only one on there. Maybe.
He has a fresh.
Okay. Sheet.
Hare Krishna, I endeavor to free myself from material bondage, work, and I achieve some freedom, which is temporary. Is there one thing I can do to make this struggle easier? Material bondage. It's not the main problem. Our process is, we begin with devotional service. We start doing devotional service. And then we give up sinful activities. And once all the sinful things are out, then the rest of all the material entanglement, that's okay. That's not the problem. Whether you have a big house with three big cars or whether you don't have anything, doesn't matter. Those things are not a problem as long as we do devotional service. It is devotional service that will take us out of the material world. It's not that if we go live in a cave, now it will be done. We will get out of this material world. No. No. Renunciation in itself is helpful, but it is not going to bring us closer to Krishna. There are 64 different limbs of bhakti, different activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering, and so on. And it is said renunciation is not one of the 64. So you may be, and I kind of took sannyas, the renounced order of life, and then I realized that this is actually not going to help me very much. It's not going to be a big difference. The essence, what's really going to help is devotional service. So that will, and then once you get absorbed in that devotional service, susukam kartamaviryam, that is joyfully performed. That becomes our life and soul. And then automatically, material entanglement disappears. And there's no struggle to free ourselves from material entanglement. But sinful activities have to go. No meat, fish, eggs, gambling, intoxication, no illicit sex. Those things have to go quite early. They will be big impediments. So that's a bit of a change and a bit of a struggle at first. But after a while, it goes in the background. It's the service to Krishna that counts. That we're chanting every day. That we're performing kirtan. It will take over. It will just come to the forefront of our life. These other things, they automatically go into the background. So therefore, by devotional service, automatically, janatiya subhairagyam jnanam siyatai kikam, automatically, one will develop renunciation. Okay, next question. In our surrender process, we are still in a weak state and sometimes fall victim to maya. How to protect ourselves in this instance? We should protect ourselves before, obviously. We should try to protect ourselves before we fall into maya. That means one should keep himself safe. It's just like I see, when I go in the Himalayas, I see local people that grew up in the Himalayas, and they stand on the edge, you know, of a steep drop, and they stand on the edge, right on the edge. I wouldn't do that. I didn't grow up in the Himalayas, where I'm from, it's flat. And we go, and I don't, I stay about, well, at least half a meter to a meter away from the edge. So it feels better. It feels comfortable. Keep a distance. I'm not quite sure that I'll keep my balance. So, one must know his limitations. I went to this, there was a program in Italy, and we're driving two cars, and suddenly one man comes in a village, and he comes, and he looks at my car, and he's measuring the car, he steps past the car, he's measuring, he said, it will pass. So I didn't know what we were doing, I'm just following the other car. And then they go up a mountain. And I go up the mountain, and there's the first curve, and I can't do it in one go. And I'm hanging like this on the mountain, I have to back the car and go back up. Oh God, sweating, you know. Anyway, made it around the mountain. And then another time, and then I was on the top. So I'm giving the lecture, and it's getting dark, right? And I'm sitting on top of this mountain giving a lecture thinking, and I'm the driver. And I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to get down? That's like the whole lecture, I was sweating. Thinking, how am I going to get down this mountain? Okay, I got in the car, and I drove. And then, I'm hanging like this on the mountain, my headlights are shining into space, right? And I'm supposed to stop now and back the car back up. And I said, forget it. I put it on a handbrake. I told one of the passengers, I told him, put rocks under the four wheels right now. Right? I got out of the car and I said to the owner of the house, I said, look, you know, you drive this car down. You know, and I don't care how you get back up, you know, but I'm not driving it down. No way. I can't. I'm not from the mountains. So one must know his limitations. That is the first thing. When you're weak, keep yourself safe. You know, some people, if they're okay, but don't put the bottle on the table. Take that away. Yeah. So don't, if you know that you are weak, then stay away from those areas where you're weak. And stay with those who give strength. Yeah. I came in the house of some disciples. And they were my disciples, and they had a very big bed in the bedroom. And they saw my eyes looking at the bed. And then the husband said, don't worry. He said, Kadamba Kanana Swami is sleeping in the middle. I didn't know that. Something though I never forgot. So initiation also can give us protection. The promise can give us protection. So somehow or other, we need a lot of protection. When you're weak, then you should go to the temple as much as you can. When you're weak, you should read every day. When you're weak, you should take only Krishna Prasadam. When you're weak, you should always associate with devotees. When you're strong, it doesn't really matter what you do. But usually when you're strong, you do these things also because they're nice. So that's the thing. Take shot. When we buy our nature, bury of when we bury our nature, personalities that are not so good, how do we? Oh, someone wants to bury. No, the burying is not a good idea. The burying is going to give problems. The burying is why we're acting as if it's not there. We hide it. That is burying. We hide it and act as if it's not there, but then it will come back. It will come out on its own. It will hit us again. So you cannot, we have to conquer it by really leaving it. But it will come by devotional service. So let us engage in devotional service. That's really the key. I think in the beginning, we too much think that we are the doer. Now, I'm the doer, I'm purifying myself here in this process. I have to somehow or other be Krishna conscious. But it's not like that. It's really like the Krishna conscious activities, they will do it. The devotional service, the chanting of Hare Krishna, bowing down before the deities, bringing things to the deities, serving the Vaishnavas. Like that. Associating with the scripture. Like just a little commercial, it's transcendental commercial, so it's okay. I made a little book with quotes. And the quotes are quotes from scriptures. They are verses that I like. I'll read the first one to you, just so you can sort of... If your mind is in the clouds, focus. All right, take a deep breath and try to hear what's being said. Otherwise, you'll miss the point. The cow of my senses, who yearns to hear the narration of the Lord's pastimes in Gokul, has become very unhappy by wandering in the desert of my voice. I pray the merciful saintly devotees may lead that cow to the oasis of my ears and there feed her the nectar of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Isn't that beautiful poetry? That's from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's the king of poets. So the whole book is over the years, I wrote down many things from that I read in different books that I thought were nice. And then I had these notebooks, and then I had another notebook, and another one, and another one. I had lots of notebooks full of such quotes, of things I liked. So in the end, I liked the whole notebook. And then I was thinking, well, maybe we'll make a little book out of some of these quotes. I didn't put them all in there, but some of them. Just so that you can get some inspiration from the scripture, not inspiration of my words, but words of inspiration from the scripture which will enlighten you. At the end, I'll stand outside with this and a new CD also for whoever is interested. Hare Krishna, is the soul male or female? The soul as an eternal form. And some are eternally in a female form, and others are eternally in a male form. So in that way, in the spiritual world, there's also some are male and some are female. But everyone is submissive to Krishna. And in that way, everyone has a mood of dependence, which is, in the traditional sense, more like the female. How do I fully surrender? How do I rid myself of the fear of losing the myself that I'm attached to and fully surrender to Krishna. Yes, I think your question is all of our questions. Everyone has that question. And I think that one answer that I can give, let's do it together. Because when others do it, then we also do it. So many times we had to do, over the years, had to do many things. Like, I mean, when I was brand new, early in the morning, they took me in a van and drove me off to some country town on the German border, and I had to distribute books. And they stood at the side of the road, frozen. One, because it was minus 15. That was one reason. And the other reason was because of fear. And I saw the hand of the clock moving. That's the second commercial. That's my new CD. Anyway. But, so it was extremely difficult for me. Very difficult. And the story goes on, because on that first day, I was in this town far away from home, and suddenly, there out of the main shopping mall, the mother of my girlfriend is there. And I was shaved up, so all my hair had been cut off, and I was a bit self-conscious about that. I had a beanie, like, up to the eyebrows, and the devotees, I had a coach before, and a woolen coat, and the devotees said, no, you can't wear an overcoat like that, you have to wear a jacket. So they gave me a plastic jacket. It was yellow, black, and yellow. I looked like a wasp. And then I came out there, and there was the mother of my girlfriend. And she said, what are you doing here? And I was so shocked that she was there on my first day of food distribution that I said, I'm sorry, madam, but I think you're mistaking me for someone else. Oh, God. It was terrible. And once you start that, you can't get out. You can't go back anymore. So I had to keep it up, you know, to save face. And she was shaking her head. And said, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. He doesn't want to know me. I said, you're really mistaken. You were someone else. It was misery. So my first day on book distribution was not a big success. I'm sorry to say. But eventually, by going out with others who were doing it, okay, I also sort of cracked it, you know. And then gradually I overcame my anxiety and became more relaxed about it. Then I could do it. So, together. I think together we'll do it. We're a movement. We're a family. We're friends. We're not meant to be strangers. We're meant to be close. You know, and care about each other. And we're meant to open up to each other. And not hide from each other. We're not meant to go on with burying everything. We're meant to exchange in confidence so that we can rely on the devotees. We're all aware that it is Kali Yuga, so it's a bad time in this world. Even if we do all that is necessary to surrender, there's always something that hounds us. It's something we don't want to have in our minds, and yet it comes. How do we resolve and get rid of this? Oh, here we go. Yeah, but this Kali Yuga is a special Kali Yuga. It is said that Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said that a jewel looks the best on a black background. So now it's not really Kali Yuga. Only the background is Kali Yuga. In the foreground is Lord Chaitanya
and is causeless mercy. And that mercy of Lord Chaitanya is just overpowering everything. And everyone gets touched. Somehow or other, the holy name will touch so many people. Sometimes people cover their ears, they don't want to hear it.
We chant a little louder.
Somehow or other, they'll take prasad.
Some devotees are like 007 and are just putting some drops of maha water. And in this way, the mercy can go in so many ways. Somehow or other, the world is getting flooded with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And so are we. So, we can help it. We can help the process. We can just fill our house with the holy name. We can just fill our house with devotees. Fill our house with prasadam. And when we do all these things, then suddenly it's not so difficult anymore. And suddenly all these material things, they start to go in the background. And improves. Take some time. But as time moves on in devotional service, it's not gonna be forever that it's like, oh my mind, how am I gonna deal with my mind? It's not like that. It gets better. And it's much better. It's in the beginning that mind is very disturbing. After a while, this becomes our way of life. And all the memories of non-Krishna conscious activities, each year go 1 year further away. After 40 years, after 50 years, after 20 years, it all goes far away. So don't worry about Kali Yuga. It's not such a big deal. Okay. What is devotional service? And is it on a pure state always? Devotional service is activity which is engaged in according to the directions of Krishna for his pleasure. Somehow or other, Krishna gives us an indication of what activities please him, and we take those activities. Now, one cannot find out on his own. That one has to get from experts, from those who know what Krishna likes and how Krishna likes it. Therefore, devotional service is received from the Vaishnavas, because they are the caretakers of devotions that they know. They are aware of Krishna's likes and dislikes. And thus, the devotees will give us devotional service. And by serving the devotees, we will become purified. There are three energies: the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. The external energy is this domain of Maya. The internal energy is the spiritual energy. Spiritual energy of the spiritual world. The marginal energy is the living being, us. We are in between. Devotional service is directly of the spiritual world. It's by the internal energy. Therefore, devotional service is always pure, and devotional service automatically purifies. Therefore, as long as we act for the pleasure of Krishna, according to the directions of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, we will be purified. Simple as that. And thus, our surrender will be a result. Because as the state of heart changes and gets purified, the sinful inclinations disappear, and suddenly the devotional inclinations come out. And we will want to serve Krishna. Is
Swami Prabhupada's wishes all fulfilled to the utmost greatness?
No, I don't think so. Rather the opposite. I think we've just scratched the surface. Because Prabhupada used to say, he said, I have one problem. I have one problem, he said. I cannot think small. Prabhupada said, I cannot think small. So Prabhupada, he wanted the whole world. Right? And I'm not sure if the world meant just planet Earth or if it meant the whole universe. Right? And Prabhupada wasn't just there for the people that were living on the planet during his lifetime. We can see what Prabhupada is doing now. How many people is he delivering now? And for how many generations to come? Will he continue to inspire people? We're seeing Prabhupada is still, his potency is still fully working. And yeah, we should really work very hard to somehow or other fulfill his desire. Prabhupada's mission doesn't depend on us. But we depend on Prabhupada's mission. It's not that we are the ones who are going to fulfill Swamiji's desire. Swamiji is going to fulfill all our desires. That's what he's doing. He all alone is more powerful than all of us together. That's for sure. But if we are taking up something of Prabhupada's mission, immediately we share in the magic. It just is amazing. One's life becomes electrified. So, somehow or other, let us always be an instrument in Prabhupada's mission. In that way, we will be greatly beautiful. I don't see a next speaker yet, so... Oh, not here yet. Who is next? Raj Krishna. Last year's festival, you've given a class on how to have faith in Krishna and the Holy Name. If possible, could you please refresh some of the main points and add it for you? You're testing me, isn't it? You just wanted to see, right, if my memory is transcendental or possibly to say consistent. Honestly speaking, I've given a lot of classes since last year, and I can't really remember the class, but there is an archive where things are usually, where it could be found, possibly, at kksblog.com. You could have a go at it. For this, we rely on the internet, what can I say? But having said that, how to have faith in Krishna and the Holy Name. It just, in today's words, it just comes. It just comes from serving. Let us serve. Always be willing to serve. Serve Krishna. Serve the devotees. Serve the Holy Name. And let us make this movement, let us make this movement where that spirit amongst us is very strong, where we're not a movement of strangers, but where we sit next to each other and think, how can I help this devotee who's sitting next to me? How can I help? That's what it means. If we could be like that, what a movement could we be. Now Raj Krishna has come, and it looks like he's going to sing a song. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.